जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा मा जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे गोविंद राधे गोपाल राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री श्री राधा माधव की श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की राधाष्टमी महामहोत्सव की ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्णा वेरी हैप्पी टू बी विथ ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑफ ऑस्टिन टेक्सास दिस ग्रेस राम विजय प्रभु हैड रिटर्न टू मी email about this series of lectures this weekend. I'm very grateful to all of you for giving me an opportunity to glorify and the divine lordships on this auspicious occasion. Radhashtami is a very special, very important celebration of the year. It is said Radharani is more merciful than Krishna. Because Krishna makes everybody fast till midnight. Radharani makes us fast only till noon time. Then you are allowed to have prasad after that. So, many, many years ago, I read an article in Back to Godhead. Very nice, interesting discussion about whether God is a male or God is a female. There are people who argue that God has to be a male because he has to do great things, magnificent things, you know, like creating millions of universes, keeping control over everything and everyone within all the universes. And therefore, he has to be very mighty, he has to be potent, he has to be powerful. So God has to be a male because he has to keep control of everything that he creates and should not let things go off guard. So people say God has to be a supreme controller. Naturally, he has to be a male. There are others who argue that God has to be a female. Why? Because they say that, you know, even in our family, if you ask anybody, you ask us, like I used to ask the youths, children who used to come, in your home, whom do you like more, your mother or the father? So the
boys would generally raise hand for mother 90%, and 10% would raise hand for father. And to neutralize the question, I would ask them, how many of you love both? Then everybody will raise all the hands. They would do that. So, generally children, why they like the mother more? Mother is considered to be more softer than the father, more forgiving, more understandable, more always concerned about the benefit of the child, welfare of the child. So, therefore, even in Gurukula also, a boy gets the mother's touch first, up to the age of 8 or 9. And after that, the Guruji comes into picture more in the life of the disciple. The Guru Mata, therefore you will find Guru Mata is ordering Krishna and Sudama to go to forest and fetch firewood. It was Guru Mata's order. And then later on, Sandipani Muni was concerned about the children who went to forest, and next day he went and brought them back. So the children first got the Guru Mata's personal caring and love and attention and nourishment and protection and tenderness. Because a newborn child only requires hugs and kisses, doesn't require any big instruction or advice or guidance in the very early stage of life, like first to 5-6 years or so. And after the child has received that love, when the child grows up, then the father can offer him challenges to do. Do this, do that, achieve this, achieve that, and all that. So therefore, those people argue that the absolute truth, God, has to be a female, can't be a male. So then when one raises a question, there are people who don't even know whether God is a male or a female, or is he a person at all. Many religions across the globe, people tend to think that, you know, God is some supreme power or energy, you know, up above in the cloud, you know, hurling down thunderbolts and punishing the evil, and setting right things, which is actually a very preliminary understanding of God. Nevertheless, it is better than atheism, but it is not enough for a human being to just know God as a punisher of the evil. That will only instill fear and intimidation, which is not a very great motivator for attaining God. So, therefore, dharma, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, begins with fear, but then it gradually develops to greed for attaining material commodities, and then it goes to gratitude, from greed to gratitude. So when we develop gratitude to God, that is a better platform than greed for material commodities, because people go to the temple and pray to God, oh God, please pass me in the exam, okay, tadastu, passed. Oh God, please give me a job, okay, take a job. Oh God, please give me promotion, okay, take the promotion. Oh God, now I am 30, 35, I am not married, please get me married, they say, okay, get married. Oh God, there is no child for 5 years after marriage, please give a child, okay, take a child. After that, a man may not go to temple for 15, 20 years. God may wonder, what happened to this fellow? And then after that, you'll go, oh God, please give me an engineering seat to my son. And then, oh God, pass him the exam. Oh God, give him a job. So this is a very common type of pious materialist, we call it. This is the second platform, beyond fear. Beyond fear is the platform of desire or greed, utilizing God as an order supplier, which Prabhupada spoke about in his conversation several times. He said that this type of religion is 99% across the globe, where people generally think that if I do some puja, if I do some yajna, you know, if I call some saintly people to home and conduct a puja, then I will earn well, you know, I can expand my business, you know, and you know, we will grow in our material life. Actually, growing in material life is not at all a problem, as long as we don't lose the focus in our life, which is awakening love of God. As long as that is the goal, Shastras don't condemn material advancement if one keeps focus of awakening love for God. Mangalaya cha lokanam, kshemaya cha bhavaya cha, Bhagavatam says, Three things are necessary for any human being. Bhavaya means material welfare. Kshemaya means freedom from miseries. Mangalaya means awakening love for God. So all the three are required. Material welfare is required to keep a healthy body and a peaceful mind. And freedom from miseries is required because it is nature of the soul to be cheerful always. And Mangalaya means actually awakening love of God is a constitution position of the soul, innate position of the soul. So, therefore, one has to go from fear, desire, duty, love. Or we can say fear, greed, gratitude and love. Gratitude is a better platform than greed because in greed we always are materially focused. I want this, I want that, I want this. Maybe I want one, that one, that also, this also, this also. That is greed. And gratitude means, oh Lord, you have given so many things. You have given us the sun and moon. You have given us the rain and the grains. You have given us eyes and ears and very healthy body. You have given us wonderful parents who have raised us with so much love and care. You have given us good education. You know, you have made a beautiful material world for the living entities to live and practice your devotional service. We are very thankful to you. So that is gratitude, remembering the Lord in gratitude. But the problem is, even in gratitude, after some time, it becomes a stereotyped religion. It can become boring. It may not, and we may often become inattentive or neglectful when we are just having some gratitude, because sometimes we have gratitude, other times we tend to forget. But the fourth platform is platform of love, in which we can understand the absolute truth in a very crystal clear manner. So the love of God begins with understanding, oh Lord, you are my master, I am your servant. And I have no other aspiration other than to serve you. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mamajanmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvayi. Oh my Lord, I do not want wealth or women or followers or fame or anything. I simply want to serve you birth after birth. Which means you are my master, I am your servant. I simply want to love you and serve you. No other aspiration. You put me wherever you wish. This is the platform of a pure devotee. Now, in this platform also, of master-servant relationship, as one begins serving the Lord like this. Like Prahlada had that mood also. When Lord Narasimha called Prahlada and made him sit on his lap and told Prahlada, I am so delighted by your devotion. It is so pure. And you tolerated so many reversals in your life without complaining. At every moment, you always, not only you tolerated the pains inflicted upon you by your father who made assassination attempts upon you, but you also prayed for his supreme welfare. That is your greatness. So Prahlada, I am very eager to offer you benedictions. I am called Varadarishabha. I am a giver of benedictions. Please ask me, Lord said. But Prahlada said, my Lord, you are my master. Aham tvakamas tvadbhaktastvamcha swami anapashrayaha nanyate havayorarto raja sevaka yoriha yadidasyasi me kaman varamstvam varadarshava kamanam hridiya samroham bhavatastu vrinevaram. You are my master, I am your servant. You are like a raja, I am like a sevak. How can I ask you for anything? He said, if you really demand me that I should ask you for something, I will ask you for one thing. He said, if there are material desires in my heart, please cleanse my heart so that my devotion to you will be pure devotional service. Like that Prahlad said. And Lord Narasimha had tears in his eyes. He thought, what kind of child is this? See the substance of his devotion. He is performing so purely. So Lord was deeply pleased by Prahlada's devotion. And that is in Dasya Rasa. So, when one practices in Dasya Rasa, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we all should chant the holy names of Hare Krishna every day with a feeling of being related to the Lord. So some people may ask, how can we feel related to the Lord? Is it not sahajya or prematurely thinking I have a relationship with the Lord? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there are two stages, sadhana stage and sadhana deha and siddha deha. Right now we all have sadhana deha. In this stage we should think, Lord is my master, I am his servant. And in siddha deha stage, when our swarupa is revived, at that time we will know, maybe I may be a friend of Krishna as a covered boy, or I may be a parent of Krishna assisting Yashoda or Nanda, or I may be a lover of Krishna by being a gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Then that is actually siddha deha stage. Then one can enter into those relationships. But right now we can understand, he is master, I am servant. With that mood we should chant the holy name. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankajas tetaduli sadrisham vichintaya. Oh my Lord, you are the supreme master of all living entities. And I am insignificant servant. And I have left your beautiful company and come to this material world, which is a house of correction, and to cleanse my heart of the independent enjoying mentality, so that you can accept me at your lotus feet and I can eternally serve you as one of the millions of atoms at your lotus feet. This is the right consciousness in which we should chant the holy name. And then as we chant, we will get more revelation of the Lord. So as I told you, can show the PPT? So, what is absolute truth? Is he a male or a female? Some people, as I told you, they call him, his male, he's very powerful, mighty and everything. But the Lord doesn't feel he is complete just being a male alone. Therefore, he says he has a feminine counterpart also. So, therefore, there is Shaktiman and Shakti. Shaktiman is Krishna and Shakti is Srimati Radharani. In the Shruti mantras, it is said, Shakti, Shakti Matayor Abedaha. It is said, there is no difference between Shakti and Shaktimat, or Shaktiman. There is no difference. They are one, but they have divided into two. Radha Krishna Yekatanu Duyi Dehadari Anyonya Vilasakare Aswadhanakari. Radha and Krishna are one supreme truth, but they have divided into two, like the sun and sunlight, or the Kasturi and the Kasturi's fragrance. They are inseparable, nevertheless they are independent. They are separate also. And why they have divided into two? For the sake of expanding their happiness, about which I'll tell you what it is. Just like imagine if there is a very great landlord and he has a big bungalow having 100 rooms, and he has hundreds of acres of farm, and he has thousands of cows, he has several kilos of gold and bank balance and everything. But if he is living all alone in a very big hall, himself and his wife, then there may not be so much fun at home. But imagine the same landlord having a dozen children, small and big, wearing different colorful dresses. Some are singing, some are shouting, some are yelling, some are playing. The whole house becomes bustling with activity, and it becomes thrill and fun for the parents and all the relatives. There is a lot of talk, lot of games, lot of play, lot of eating, merrymaking, isn't it? Therefore, the Supreme Lord decided eternally to expand himself as tiny part and parcels, as well as Sva-Amsha, integrated part and parcels. It's called Sva-Amsha and Vibhinna-Amsha. So Krishna expands himself into Balaram and Mahasankarshan and Narayana and Mula Sankarshan, and then Mahasankarshan subsequently and Mahavishnu and other Vishnu incarnations like fish incarnation, tortoise incarnation, half-man, half-lion incarnation. All these expansions, who are all called Sva-Amshas. He expands himself. And he expands as Vibhinna-Amshas, which are, we are all of us are, Prabhupada says, we are, in one place Prabhupada says, we are minute samples of Krishna, he says. What is the meaning of minute sample of Krishna? We are a part and Krishna is a whole. A part is a part, a whole is a whole, always. And the part's duty is to serve the whole. Just like my hand is a part of the body, it has to take a laddu and feed it to the belly. Then the hand can be always nourished. isn't it? Like a coal in a furnace is always hot and reddish. But if the coal falls off, sometimes it just falls off, then it becomes blackish. It has no value. It has no fire. But in the furnace, it is red hot and it can do fruitful work. Similarly, all of us with Krishna, we flourish. Away from Krishna, with independent mentality, we perish. Like once the Prabhupada was in London, he said, look at this grass, it is green. Look at the other grass, it is yellow. Why? And then he explained, this grass is connected to the root, so it is green. That grass is disconnected from the root, so it is pale, yellow. Because this grass is connected to the root, it is flourishing. So then Prabhupada gave his verdict. By connecting with Krishna, the jivas flourish. By disconnecting from Krishna, they perish. And they become conditioned souls. And they exhibit all four defects. And they undergo fourfold problems of birth, old age, disease, death and all that. So, therefore, all of us are tiny jivas like the children of a landlord. And the mother is the wife of the landlord. So, father, mother and children, it's a happy family. And the same is true with the spiritual world. Krishna has expanded. It is gone here. Krishna has expanded himself into minute part and parcels as well as his Shakti. So, Radharani is also called Shakti. We are also called Shakti. But we are tiny Shaktis, like little children, all of us. And Radharani is the great Shakti. Originally called Swarup Shakti. So he expands himself. So all of us, we are tiny part and parcels of Krishna. And in our heart resides love for the Lord, which is tiny part and parcel of Radharani's love. So Radharani is the great Shakti, carrying oceanic love called Mahabhava for serving Krishna. And she has 64 kalas with which she serves the Lord. Like for example, singing, or dancing, or garland making, or cooking, or drawing rangoli, or mimicking, or decorating herself very beautifully with attractive dresses and jewels and ornaments. In this way, Radharani can perform all these 64 kalas, and she is actually the original proprietor of these kalas, and who is the greatest expert in all this talents and skills. And from there, these kalas or talents, they come down to the heavenly planets. And from the heavenly planets, it comes down to earth. In earth also, you find there are little girls who dance very beautifully in Bharatanatyam. There are people who sing very sweetly. There are people who do painting very nicely. There are people who do mimicking. There are people who do drawing. So many things. So many talents and skills and arts and talent. So all these things originate from Srimati Radharani. And she uses all of it to serve the Lord. And she engages all of us little children also in the service of the Lord according to our little capacity by nourishing us and blessing us and empowering us like a mother. Therefore, it is very important to know about Shaktiman and Shakti. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Ataparakita Surya nahi jani, Radha virahita Krishna nahi mani. See, very interesting what he says. He says, I will accept Krishna only if he is with Radharani, otherwise not. He is saying, I only accept the sun which has sunlight. He says, Ataparakita Surya nahi jani. I have not seen a sun which has no effulgence or glow. He says, similarly, I won't accept Krishna without Radharani. Same thing Raghunath Das Goswami also says. He says, at the foot of Govardhan, if I find, you know, Krishna standing alone and calling me, come here, I will not go, he says. Because Krishna is a trickster. He may call me, by the time I reach there, he will disappear. But if I find Radha and Krishna both standing, even if they don't call me, I will go running because I am very confident that I will get Krishna. Why? Because Radharani is there. She is my Swamini and I will go and fall at her feet and she will engage me in Krishna service. like that he says. So, in this way, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have worshipped Radha and Krishna together. So, if Krishna, is like the head, Radharani is like the heart, which one do you need in life? You need a head or heart. If you, most people will say, I want a heart. Why? Because heart has the love, heart has a compassion, heart has a forgiving nature, heart has kindness, courtesy, helpfulness, and willingness to forgive and all that. So people say heart is better. And then some people say, no, I want to be a man of head. Why? Because I can discriminate. I can decide what is right, what is wrong and all that. Know the difference between right and wrong, good and bad. And also head means shrewdness. So intelligence. So then people say, I like. How's it going? So in this way, head and heart both are. Now if you are only a man of head, people will say, you're a heartless fellow. You always are very calculative and furtive in everything you do. Similarly, if you are only a person of heart, people will say, hey, you are so sentimental. You are doing blind following. You just do anything, simply out of sentiment, they will say. So we need a combination of both, isn't it? Head and a heart. Then you are considered a very balanced person. Therefore, Krishna has a sweet heart, which is Srimati Radharani, eternally. He has expanded himself. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Rikladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Apibhuvipura Deha Bhedam Katautau Chaitanyakyam Prakatamaduna Tadbayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, I bow down to, this is a verse of Swarup Damodar, which is quoted by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. He's saying, I bow down to Lord Sri Krishna, who has expanded into his feminine counterpart, Srimati Radharani. And in this way, Radha and Krishna are one tattva. They have expanded into two for the sake of expanding happiness of the jivas. They are spreading cheerfulness, happiness, joy to all living beings by this expansion. And in this way, all the jivas, they try to unite the Shaktiman and Shakti together. Like here you see, Radharani has a garland she is about to put for Krishna. And the jivas feel great delight in seeing the Supreme Shakti serving the Shaktiman. And she feels oceanic happiness in doing this, and they also assist her in doing this. And when she is separated from the Lord, the jivas feel miserable and they feel painful. And they work hard doing varieties of services to bring the Lord and His Goddess back together. Like in Ramayana, you find when Sita was separated from Rama, then all the monkeys, Hanuman and everybody, they got a lot of service. They made a bridge to go to Lanka. And in Lanka, they waged a war against Ravana, assisting Lord Rama. And in killing Ravana, and then giving Sita back to Ram. And then when Sita and Ram came together, they were placed on the Simhasana, and then they performed the Pattabhishekam, very great festival. And then there was a big celebration. When Shakti and Shaktiman are together, that's a celebration. When Shakti and Shaktiman are separated, then everybody runs here and there to unite them, doing a lot of services. And therefore, the Supreme Lord comes in this world bringing His Shakti. Sometimes His Shakti is separated from Him. Not that Shakti is separated. Shakti can never be separated from Him. She is always inseparable. But for the sake of pastimes, Leela, she may be separated and united again. And that gives a lot of bliss to the jivas like all of us. And this is the truth. And this is what the religion is all about. The supreme religion is all about what? Understanding, I am a small part and parcel of Supreme Godhead. I am a tiny part, so being a part, I should serve the whole. And also in my heart resides love for Krishna, which is a tiny one drop of love, of the oceanic love of Mahabhava, of Srimati Radharani. If we simply know this fact, and we beg Radharani to bless us to serve Krishna, our life would be perfect. So, the same Radharani appears as Lakshmi, appears as Sita. And it would be nice for us to get a good understanding of this consort of the Lord, because our understanding of Radharani has to be very perfect, because it is through her we get service. We say ascending service, descending mercy. Like we do the service to our Guru, and then Guru offers it to his Guru, and then it goes up to Srimati Radharani, and then she gives it to Krishna. When Krishna smiles, then mercy comes, and then from Radharani down the Guru Parampara, and then it comes to us. So it's very important for us to know about her. So let me say a few words about Mother Sita. When Radharani expands as Sita, she comes and performs varieties of leelas in this world. When she was a little girl, one time Sita was playing with her little girl's friends. So the girls told her, "Hey Sita, look at this tree. It has so many nice colorful flowers. The only problem is we are all little girls and we can't reach out to the branch. And it will be nice if you can gather those flowers and make a garland. What do you think?" And Sita said, "Wait a minute." She went in. She picked up the bough, came out. There was a big Shiva Dhanush, which used to be lifted by 1800 men. Very powerful, hefty wrestlers. Such strong men. But Sita went in, opened the box and picked up the bough and came out. And then hit the branch of the tree with the bough. And flowers fell down and her friends picked up. And she went and put it inside the box and closed it and came back and played with the girls. And this came as a big shock to all the soldiers who were watching it. So they went and told King Dasharath, King of Mithila, Janaka Maharaj. "Oh, great king, did you see what your daughter is doing?" And the king asked, "What is it?" They said, "Your daughter picked up the Shiva Dhanush single-handedly, and that too with her left hand, and she was hitting it on a tree branch, and he kept it inside." And the king asked, "Did you have a dream or something?" They said, "Not a dream, we really saw it with our eyes." And then the sages came and confirmed. They said, "My dear king, your soldiers are not telling you lies, it's a fact, we saw it also. She is able to lift the bough single-handedly, and as if somebody is lifting a mushroom, like a child is lifting a mushroom, like that, like Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, like that, our Sita could lift the bough." And the king became very worried. "If this is the strength of my daughter, she is Shakti. Shakti means very, she has great power. With such a little tender looking daughter, how am I going to give her in marriage to a man, you know, who can accommodate her as his wife? Because if this daughter embraces her husband, the husband will become a chutney, isn't it?" So he was very worried. "Then I have to get a very mighty man to marry her." And therefore, you all know very well in Ramayana, the festival was arranged for someone to break the bow and marry Sita. Pani Grahanam, we call it. Get the hand of Sita, isn't it? And that's a very beautiful scene. Lot of hundreds and thousands of great warriors and soldiers and kings from royal dynasties had come and assembled in Mithilapuri. And Janaka Maharaj was very happy. So many great chivalrous heroes have come. At least one of them will, you know, fit my daughter's strength. Like that he was thinking. So at that time what happened? Vishwamitra, along with his two disciples, Ram and Lakshman, they were in another place. So Ram Lakshman asked Vishwamitra, "Guruji, we have been with you for last so many weeks. Now we have killed the demons. Now your sacrifices are going on peacefully. Do you want us to stay with you, or you want us to go back to our father?" And Vishwamitra said, "There is some very important thing for you to do. Come with me." So he took him to Ayodhya, where in Ayodhya, in the frontiers of Ayodhya, Lord Rama delivered Ahilya, who was in the form of a stone. He delivered her by the touch of his feet on the order of Vishwamitra. Then he entered Mithilapuri. When they were walking in the street, guess what? When all the people watched Ram and Lakshman walking on either side of Vishwamitra, it was like sun and moon together. Everybody was smiling and looking at Ram and everybody said, look at this lords, two lords, they looked so elegant, so beautiful, so beautiful, huh? So charming. At that time, Ram suddenly turned to the right side and there was a garden where Sita and all her friends were plucking flowers in the garden and on the day of Swayamvara. So suddenly Lord Rama's eyes fell on Sita. And Sita also turned around and her eyes fell on Ram. And she was amazed. Who is this personality whose face is like a full moon? Who looks so personification of all beauty and compassion and kindness? He was green in color, very tall, with a tuft of hair on the top of his head, with eyes like very beautiful. Shri Ramam Dasharatatmajam Aprameyam Sitapatim Raghukulan Mayaratnadipam Ajanu Bahu Aravinda Dalayataksham Nishacharavinashakaram Namami. So she saw him as Aravinda Dalayataksham, eyes broad like lotus petals. So Sita was stunned for a moment. She has never seen a man like that. And never would she look up beyond a man's feet to see his beautiful face. And now she saw. Similarly, Ram also turned around. He has never seen a girl in his life. He would never look at any girl with the desire to, you know, marry or anything. But then when he looked at Sita, he asked, what is this beauty? Like a full moon. She is the personification of tenderness and sweetness. And Lord Rama felt a great agitation of love in his heart. But he cannot tell his Guruji and brother. How can he tell? He just kept with himself. So at that time Sita felt, if I can marry this personality, my life would become perfect. She thought, she didn't know who it was. This is how the Shakti and Shaktiman, when they appear in this world, the Leelas become very sweet. Because imagine if Sita knew Ram and Ram knew Sita as Shakti Shaktiman, and immediately Ram may look at Sita and say, hey Shakti, come here. And Sita may say, hey Shaktiman, I am here. Come, let's go together. It's not like that. The Leela Shakti actually makes them forget their original position. So when Sita takes the garland and comes down the staircase like a cascading waterfalls, you know, all the kings are looking with their big mustaches. They're looking at each other and they're fainting from the top and falling on the ground. All of them, many of the men. And then one by one they come to break the vow. Far from breaking the vow, they can't even touch it also. So, and then you all know how when Ram broke the vow, she was looking, Sita, is that person here? And they said, oh, sure, he's there. And there was a lot of tension in her heart. Oh, let me pray that, you know, nobody should break the bow except that one personality. I don't want to, my heart I have given to him already, but I can't tell anyone about it. In this way, the pastimes become very sweet between Lord and his Shakti and Shaktiman. At last, when Rama breaks the bow and then she marries, this is Shakti. This is the pastime in which Radharani experiences Sita. Similarly, Radharani experiences Lakshmi. And Lakshmi, regarding Lakshmi, there's a beautiful verse. The Lord is very great, Lord Venkatesha. It is said, Kamala kuchachuchu kakunkumato niyatarunitatulani latano Kamala yatalochana lokapate vijayi bhava venkata shailapate sachaturmukha shanmukha panchamukha pramukakila daivatamaulimane sharanagata vatsala saranidhe paripala yamamrisha shailapate. This verse says, Chaturmukha Brahma, Panchamukha Shiva, Shanmukha Kartikeya, and Ganesha, and then Indra, Rudra, Marutava, all of them come to Tirupati Balaji, who is also Krishna only. Bala means child, Ji means respectable. So Balaji means respectable child in the jail of Kamsa, born to Devaki and Vasudev, is called Balaji. So, and why Krishna came as Balaji? Because once Mother Yashoda told, my dear son, you got married to 16,108 queens in Dwaraka, but I didn't see these marriages because I am in Vrindavan. All this happened in Dwaraka. So she said, I am very eager to see my son getting wedded. So Krishna said, okay, don't worry, mother. For your satisfaction, I will come as Srinivas. And you come as Bakula Devi, my mother. And then I will marry Padmavati. And then in this way, Srinivasa was married to Padmavati and mother Bakula Devi became happy. And the same Krishna comes as Balaji. Now for Balaji worship, all these great personalities are coming to Tirupati. He is a great master, isn't it? It is said they all take bath in that Pushkarini pond and then come to the gate of Tirupati Balaji temple, where the watchman is taking a small stick and beating everybody on the head. Hey, don't push the door. The door will be opened very soon. Like that he is doing. At that time, even Brahma with four heads gets some beating on the head, which actually goes to show the greatness of the Lord. The Lord is so great. Sri Swami Pushkarani Kaplava Nirmalanga Shreyortinohara Virincha Sanandanadhyaha Dware Vasanti Varavetra Hatottamangaha Sri Venkata Chalapati Tavasuprabhatam. This is his greatness. That even Shiva and Brahma and Kumaras and Narada, they all come to take his darshan in the morning. But that Lord Venkata Chalapati, Venkat. Veng means misery, cut means cut. One who cuts your miseries is called Venkata. Venkat. So this Venkat Lord, Venkata Chalapati, he in his chest, he keeps Lakshmi as a golden hair. Why? Because he is so fond of Lakshmi's devotion, he has given her a place in his heart. But Lakshmi says, I don't want to reside in your heart, I want to be at your feet. I want to serve you. But Lord says, no, you have served a lot, let me keep you in my heart. And Prabhupada said, a husband and wife should have this type of relationship, Prabhupada said, like Lakshmi Narayan. Husband says, oh, my wife, you have occupied my heart by your service. So you don't serve, you have strained yourself so much. Let me assist you in cutting sabji and cooking in the kitchen. You are working so hard. Like that husband should be. And wife should say, no, nothing difficult. You take care of your work, I can do my work. So like that Prabhupada said, husband and wife should have a sweet relationship like Lakshmi Narayan. So regarding Lakshmi, there is a verse which says, Ishanam jagatosya venkatapater vishno param preyasi tad vakshastala nitya vasa rasikam kshattakshanti samvardhinim padma lankrita pani pallava yugam padma sanastam shriyam vatsalyadiguna jvalam bhagavatim mande jaganmataram. So this verse says, Ishanam jagato asya, the Supreme Lord of this universe, Param Prayasim. She is the Supreme Beloved of the Lord. So Lord is a Supreme Lover and she is a Supreme Beloved. And what is her nature? Tad Vakshastala Nityavasa Rasikam. Residing in the heart of Lord Narayana, she has rendered his heart soft. Because by nature she is so soft and compassionate, she has made the Lord also compassionate. This is the beauty. And then she always carries a lotus garland in her hands. And she sits in a lotus posture, Padmasana, and she wears a lotus garland. And she shows Vatsalyadi Guna Ujvala. She shows compassion towards all of us jivas, like all tiny jivas like us. Motherly compassion, Vatsalya. Vatsalyadi Guna Ujvala. Many qualities she has. Like Radharani is called as Saki Pranayita Avasha. She is controlled by her Sakis. Vriddha Sevika, she likes to serve the elders. Ujjvala Smita means one who smiles very brilliantly. There are many names like that. So, one of the names is she is Vatsalyadi Guna Ujjvala. She is very compassionate to all the jivas. And she actually protects us and nourishes us and elevates us by purifying us and taking us back to Godhead and putting us in Krishna service. And she attracts the Lord by her devotional service. By the varieties of devotional service she performs. Therefore, anayaradito nunam, the gopis said. Aradito, from that word comes anayaradito. Aradhana means to worship. From the word aradhana comes radha. So in this way, Lakshmi is more merciful than Narayana. Like, you know, in my native place, when I was a school boy, my father used to have a long ruler. Ruler means a stick inside the bureau, which he never used to beat me. But sometimes he would show it to threaten me when I become extremely mischievous. One time I did some mischief at home and father became angry. He opened the bureau and he picked up the ruler. As soon as he would pick up the stick, I would run away. Of course, I ran away in the same compound. And then he came out of the house and called me, hey, come back, come back. I was not coming. I said, no, I won't come. You'll beat me. But then night, 9 o'clock, I came back. But then I didn't go to my father. I ran into the kitchen to my mother. And my mother understood the whole situation and she adjusted. And then she came out. And then I was hiding behind her sari. And my father saw me and picked up the ruler. Mother said, keep it inside the bureau. Then on her order, he kept inside. Then she told, see, your little son, you know, he is a little naughty boy, but you don't deserve to beat him up. He is a simple child. And my father forgave me immediately. So in this way, you will find Mother Radharani actually recommends us to Krishna. So kind, isn't it? Therefore, in our sampradaya, we say Hare first and then Krishna. Through Radharani, we approach Krishna. That's what we do. And that is the safest path for us to attain Krishna's shelter. So, as you see here, Rupa Goswami says, Divya Sargadi Kartrutvam, the Supreme Lord creates all the millions of universes. And similarly, Krishna also is called as Brahma Rudra Adi Mohanam. He bewilders Brahma in Brahma Vimohan Leela. He bewilders Rudra in the pastime of Mohini Murti. And Adi means including Balaram. Balaram is generally not bewildered at all. You all know in the Kaliya Narathan pastime, Balaram wasn't bewildered. Balaram was laughing when Krishna was dancing on Kaliya. But even Balaram became bewildered in the pastime of Krishna's Brahma Vimohan Leela, because Krishna had expanded himself into several forms for one full year, which you all know, isn't it? In that 1 year, Balaram didn't know that the Sridhama, Sudhama, Madhumangal, they are all expansions of Krishna. Balaram was not aware. But then 1 week before that 1 year ended, Krishna revealed to Balaram that these are all my own expansions. And Balaram laughed and said, hey, brother, I am seeing the cows in the top of the Govardhan came running to meet their calves, and the coward men came running to meet their sons and spilling their heads. Why are they showing excessive love? I don't know. Did you do some magic? And then Krishna revealed to him at that time. And then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has written, why Krishna did not reveal to him for 1 year? That is the reason. Krishna put Mohanam, Balaram also into Mohanam. Why? Because if Balaram comes to know that Sridhama, Sudhama, Madhumangal, they are all not the actual people, they are all Krishna's expansion, and the actual children are in cave kept by Brahma, that will actually make Balaram cry. Oh, my friends will be away for a year. He'll feel separation. So, no, to not give him feeling of separation, Krishna hid the fact from him. Like that, he says. And then just 1 week before, he told, don't worry, they're all in the cave. You will meet them next week. 1 week, he tolerated the separation, he told him. In this way, even Balaram, who is the first expansion of Krishna, he puts him to Mohanam. And then Bhakta Prarabdha Vidvamsam. Krishna even goes to the abode of Yama and brings, you know, the son of Sandipani Muni back by ordering Yama to give. He went to Varuna Loka and brought his father back. He went to Mahavishnu Loka and brought the four Brahmana children back. So he has no restriction anywhere. Therefore, he is called Anantaparam. And he is Ishwaram. He lifted the Govardhan hill and he gave shelter to all the gopis. Now you may wonder, I am glorifying Krishna. That's what Prabhupada did on one Radhashtami day. He glorified Krishna profusely at the end, Prabhupada said. And such a Krishna, the all attractive Krishna became attracted to Srimati Radharani's devotion, like that Prabhupada said. So Krishna is called Madan Mohan, and Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. And these are the four exclusive qualities of Krishna. He is Leela Madhuri. He is Prema Madhuri. Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandalaha. He is always surrounded by loving associates. He is Venu Madhuri. Plays on the flute and mesmerizes even Brahma and all the sages and the cows and calves and deers and gopis and gopas and Yamuna and Govardhan, everybody. And he is Rupa Madhuri. He has very beautiful form. So, Asamanovardva Rupashri Vismapita Characharaha. So these are the four qualities of Krishna explained in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. And similarly, Radharani's qualities are also explained in this famous song of Ashtakam of Kaviraj Goswami. Vishwavandya Yavata Bhivandita Piyarama Rupanavya Yavanadi Sampadana Yatsama Shila Hardalila Yachasaya Tostinadika Mahyam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. See, it is said here that although the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is adored by other goddesses like wife of Indra, wife of Shiva, and wife of Brahma, still, it is said, in the matter of beauty, praiseworthy youthfulness, or other divine feminine opulences. There is no one in the material or spiritual world superior to Radhika, because she is the original Shakti, and from her comes all the other expansions. Like that he says. You can see there are two Shaktis mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the material Shakti and spiritual Shakti. There is one verse which says, Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. That verse talks about material Shakti, Durga. Prabhupada says she is very difficult to overcome. She has the three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas, goodness, passion, ignorance, with the ropes with which she binds all of us. But by surrendering to Krishna, Krishna says, you can come back to my abode. But how to surrender to Krishna? That he tells about the spiritual Shakti, internal potency, Radharani. So external potency is Durga. Internal potency is Radharani. So Prabhupada said, internal potency is like fire. External potency is like smoke, he said. In a furnace, you want a fire or smoke? You need fire. Fire serves, smoke troubles. So when we are under Durga's clutches, it's like a jail, we suffer. But when we take shelter of Srimati Radharani, she is having a bouquet in the hand and welcoming you. And Durga is having a trishul and driving you out of the material world. Go back to Godhead. And Radharani with a bouquet is welcoming you. Come back to spiritual world, my child. So for her, there is another verse in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanastumam partha devim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananyamanaso nyatva bhutadim avyayam. If you are a Mahatma devotee, you will surrender to Srimati Radharani, devim prakritim ashritam. And through Radharani, you will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is the philosophy. You see here, the Cupid is enchanting everybody. Even he tried enchanting Shiva, but Shiva became angry and burnt him to ashes. But Krishna doesn't have to burn Cupid. You can see Shiva still became enchanted by Mohini Avatara. But Krishna, when Cupid tried to go to Dwaraka and agitate Krishna's heart, yasyendriyam nimatitum kuhakair nashekuhu, it is said, he could not agitate Krishna. Why? Although the Dwaraka queens were showing their feminine bashful smiles and so many feminine qualities, they could not agitate Krishna by any means. Cupid fainted there actually and became Krishna's follower. But Krishna was only agitated by one thing, the seva bhav or service attitude of the queens of Dwaraka. And for that matter, even a calf or a cow or a deer can please Krishna by seva bhava, service attitude. Therefore, Krishna is the Lord who is fully sense-controlled and he is only attracted by our service attitude, and which is personified in Radharani. Therefore, Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. So, Radha and Krishna are Eka Atma, it is said. One and the same, but they assumed the two forms and to taste the mellows and please all the jivas by that. So, I will conclude with this one song in a minute. Rasalasya Gita Narma Satkalali Pandita Prema Ramya Rupa Vesha Satgunali Mandita Vishwanavya Gopa Yoshidali Topiyadika Mahyam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. It is said, Srimati Radharani, she is very learned in many transcendental arts such as performing rasa dance, singing and joking. She is decorated with many divine qualities such as loving nature, exquisite beauty and wonderful garments and ornaments. And amongst the covered damsels of Vrindavan, who are all praised by the entire universe as the most greatest beauties, she is the best in every way. May the Radhika give the shelter of her lotus feet. So, this rasa dance is actually not ordinary dance. This dance is actually aspired by even personalities like Shiva, personality like Narada, even they become gopis and enter this rasa dance. Lakshmi wanted to enter it. And all of them, you will find, they will all be showering in the rasa dance. They are all going in aeroplanes and showering flowers. So this is the supreme dance. A living entity is able to enter into this dance in the ultimate platform of pure love, the gopis' love for Krishna. So Many acharyas have commented on this. So, Radha-Krishna relationship is worshipped by Lord Chaitanya, Sukadeva Swami, Shankaracharya, and such personalities. So, therefore, in 10:29:9 verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, very vividly it's explained who are these gopis. So I will conclude my talk here, leaving that homework to you yourself. You can read the Krishna book and other things and understand and appreciate. Actually, I wanted to show a 2-minute clip. You ask, is that time? Do they have time? I can show a 2-minute clip on Radharani's appearance. Okay.
At long last, God has listened to us. In answer to our prayers, this precious little jewel is God's gift to us. You cannot imagine how happy we were to find this pretty little girl on a lotus bed, floating down the river, glowing as if bathed in a golden beam. So beautiful, so exquisite.
Vishwan, tears in a time for joy?
I wish I could have rejoiced at the birth, none, but it has been 11 days since, and still she has not opened her eyes. Touched her and she opened her eyes. Vrishban, perhaps your daughter wished to see Krishna first of all. That was why she didn't open her eyes until now. Therefore, I speak her name to you, Radha. Radha, may she be known amongst us as the first devotee of Krishna.
But how, Gaur? I don't understand this mystery. Radha is still an infant. How did she recognize Krishna?
Set your mind to it, and it defies logic. But seek within your hearts, and you may realize. There is an eternal friendship. Radha is no ordinary girl. She is the feminine expression of the joy of life.
So thank you all very much for your attention. I've exceeded my time. I thank all the managers, Ramajay Prabhu and Giridhari Prabhu, and all the Austin, Texas congregation devotees for giving me an opportunity to glorify Srimati Radharani. You are all going to hear from His Grace Hariparshad Prabhu and His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj and other great devotees who are lined up. Very nice plan for having Krishna Katha continuously for a few days. And I come to America 2 times in a year, one month each time. And I was actually lined up to come to Austin, Texas also. Due to the pandemic, I couldn't travel to US this time. So when I come, probably next year, Krishna willing, I would like to visit Austin, Texas and get associated with all of you. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Sure, Prabhu. Yeah. Yeah, loud volume increase.
Yes, Prabhu. We have
one question in the chat. We have a question
from Bhakti
Bhakti Hari,
Prabhu.
Yeah.
Bhakti
Bhakti,
would you like to unmute yourself and ask your question?
Dhanavad Pranam. Amshit, we're very happy to hear from you.
Thanks for joining the Austin community for giving this
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. So in the beginning stage, people actually want to see miracles happen in their life, especially in terms of material welfare. And sometimes it does happen in their life because Krishna does miracles too. Like he did miracle for Sudama Brahmana by giving him abundant wealth. Even for that fruit vendor lady, he filled her basket up with gold and silver and diamond, isn't it? Similarly, he made another miracle happen in the life of Kubja, you know, by turning her into a young, beautiful girl. And it's not just one or two. Krishna does such miracle in several cases. So, miracle may happen and they may become serious in devotional service. And then when they grow, then we can tell them that this is not what is the ultimate gift. This is one of the corollary gifts that you got. But the ultimate gift is love of God. That we can tell them later. But sometimes they get defeated by material energy and they get slaps instead of getting gifts. Because Krishna ultimately will give everybody what they need, not what they want. Because the demigods give us what we want. Krishna gives us what we need. Like, you know, in my school days, I used to go to my school. Opposite to my school, they used to sell this one pink color chocolate, which was always surrounded by flies. So my mom used to give me some pocket money. I asked her, can I buy that and eat? She said, nothing doing. You can never buy that. It's all surrounded by flies. You will get fever. And then she told me, even if it costs 1 rupee or 2 rupees, you can buy a chocolate toffee from a shop where you can buy the chocolate kept in a bottle. So I would do that. But then, you know, whenever my friends would go and purchase this pink color chocolate, you know, I would feel very bad. Oh, my mom doesn't allow me to buy this. But because I was obedient to my mom, I didn't buy that chocolate surrounded by flies. So every time I obeyed her, by looking at the pink chocolate, I remembered my mother, and this way my obedience to her increased more. In the same manner, you know, when demigods are like shopkeepers who give you the pink chocolate surrounded by flies without caring for what it will do to your health. Whereas Krishna is like your mother who will give you only what will do good for you, isn't it? And these things we can tell them when they become a little bit materially good. Therefore, in Bible there is a statement, you know, afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. Jesus says that. He says afflict the comfortable means, comfort the afflicted. Most people in Kali Yuga are afflicted. Therefore, it is the duty of the devotees to be very loving, caring and very much attentive in uplifting the devotees. So you are asking about Krishna's reciprocation people are looking for, and that reciprocation should come through the devotees. Because when common people see that devotees are completely selfless, they are humble, they are tolerant, they are compassionate, they are very hardworking, they are sacrificing, extending, they have no attraction for material glitter and glamour, they are very transparent, they are they're vehicles of God, they're vehicles of pure message. When people see like this, then they see Krishna in the heart of the devotees. And that's how they become devotees. So if as devotees we don't exhibit such qualities, then it is our flaw or our fault that we are not able to charm the hearts of people. When Srila Prabhupada came to the West, you know, he could make so many devotees because he was a pure devotee exhibiting such sublime qualities. So we also, many times we see that as preachers, we ourselves lack many qualities. Because of our own limitations, people are turned away from Krishna, which is a very unfortunate thing. So the initial reciprocation that they can experience in life comes through the devotees. And as they start chanting, initially they will get material benefits. Chanting also produces material benefits in terms of wealth and promotion and happiness, material happiness. They will get tarangarangini, we call it. And then when they advance further, then they will get pure love for Krishna, which is the third thing. The first installment of reciprocation should come from the devotees. Second installment will come from Krishna in the form of material benefits. And the third installment is the actual attainment, which is love of God, which they will get. And in this way, they go through the steps. It is possible for them to attain love for Krishna. Without that, If devotees are not able to preach to them in a way touching the hearts of the new people don't get chance to become devotees only. Is that clear, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Prabhu, one more question?
Yes, we have a question from Sureshwar Shamprabhu. Sureshwar Shamprabhu, would you like to ask your question?
Yeah, yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Your classes are always interesting and very inspiring, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have one question.
Yeah.
The internal potency of the Lord, which is Sandini Shakti.
Yeah.
It
is Hladini Shakti. Hladini is the pleasure potency, and Samvit is the knowledge potency, and Sandini is the existence potency. Yeah.
Yeah. So this Samvit potency is represented by which personality, Prabhuji?
Balaramji. Balaram, because Balaram is the one who expands as Krishna's flute, Krishna's dress, Krishna's belt, and the spiritual world. All like Mridangam, Kartal, they are all expansion of Balaram. Yeah. That is Sandini, you are right, yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
What about Samvit?
Samvit and Hladini, both are under Srimati Radharani. Knowledge and bliss. Therefore, spiritual advancement means increasing enlightenment and enlivenment. Both. We should act head and heart. Like for example, the wisdom also is increased more and more by Srimati Radharani. Wisdom as well as bliss in the life of the devotee. The revelations actually come when Radharani is pleased with us. So actually, but Radharani will not handle any jiva unless they are handed over to her through the Balaram Nityananda Prabhu. So therefore, one should first surrender to the spiritual master. Who actually takes the disciple and hands over to Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And then Radharani will hand them over to Krishna. So therefore the Guru Parampara is kept. So and the Guru actually carries the Shakti given by Balaram to him. And all the Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Guru, everybody, actually they enlighten us and they elevate us to a point where we are offered opportunity for seva at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And then she offers us service. Is that all right, Prabhu?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was a good question. Thank you. So, Prabhu, can I conclude here for today? Okay, this one question, last question I can answer. He's asking, Gopachandra Prabhu is asking, how do we explain the supremacy of Lord Krishna to Vishnu devotees? Yeah. Actually, first of all, when we meet Vishnu devotees, we don't have to immediately bring them that Krishna is supreme and Vishnu came from him. They will get very put off when they hear that. You can always say, Krishna, Vishnu and Ram, they are all triple acting, triple roles of the same one supreme only. All three are called Purushottama. It's like the, father in the home is Krishna. And the father in the office is Lord Rama or Lord Vishnu. Like that you can say. Like a military officer in the office wears the uniform and, stars and stripes and carries a gun and a cap and all that. But when the same military officer at home, he doesn't show the gun to his wife or children. That is not for them. At home, he wears a simple dhoti, he wears a simple, top angavastra cloth, and he's relaxing in an AC chair. In the home, he's in a very cool mood. Therefore, Krishna is playing flute at home. But when the same Lord has to go to office, he carries, Shankha Chakra and all those four weapons. Like that, you can tell them. They'll become very happy. And it is a fact also. You will find in like Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are great lovers of Krishna there. You will find. So they accept Krishna as a Lord at home. And there are worshippers of Narayana also. And many people due to immaturity have distinguished between the two very badly and lot of quarrels have happened. But the Lord assumes different moods and therefore he expands in different ways. So initially you tell them that all the three are one only. Don't worry, it's the same Lord in different moods. Like Gaudiya Vaishnavas are teaching, three mangoes plus two mangoes is five mangoes. And Sri Vaishnavas are teaching, three apples and two apples is five apples. So the mathematics is same, only the fruits are different. Similarly, the juices and the rasas are different. Otherwise, the tattva is the same. So when they understand it, they'll be very happy. When they come, and then you ask them in a class after 1 year, do you like your father in the office or you do like your father at home? Honestly tell me. They will say, Prabhuji, I like my father at home. He's in a very more cool mood at home. Then you say, that is Krishna and Vrindavan. Then they will accept. All right, Prabhu? So, thank you all very much for your enthusiastic participation and very brilliant questions. And I would love to be in your association another time. Krishna willing, maybe in the coming year. When I come, I'm planning to make a round trip to US for a week. And in my 1 month trip, 3 months, 3 weeks in Boston and 1 week going around US. So I may get to come to Austin, Texas. Then maybe get to see all of you personally. But I am very thankful to you for this opportunity, which is very purifying to my heart, in glorifying Srimati Radharani in her appearance day. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.